This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 7th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Excellent timing. As the secretary is passing out another draft on one of the advisory opinions, I did want to take a moment to announce that the commission has adopted advisory opinion 2011-05, a request by Representative Terry Lee. The advisory opinion concluded that, my apologies to Representative. The advisory opinion concluded that the representative could use campaign funds to offset the cost of enhanced security at his home. The commission expedited its consideration of the request because of the possible security threat to the representative and his family, and the fact that there was unanimity among the commissioners with respect to that advisory opinion. So again, as of Friday, we adopted advisory opinion 2011-05, so that information is found on our website, but normally we adopt advisory opinions at our open meetings, but because of the unique circumstances of that advisory opinion, we had adopted it on Friday. We will now move to draft advisory opinion 2011-03. Mr. Adkins.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everybody. We're here to continue consideration of a advisory opinion request submitted by the Republican National Committee, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Agenda documents 11-14, 11-14A, and 11-14B respond to that request, which asks whether the committees may use their recount funds to pay costs associated with a lawsuit brought by Ralph Janvey seeking disgorgement of funds under Texas state law. Drafts A and C conclude that the committees may use their funds, and draft B concludes they may not. Drafts A and C. We received one comment. I'll be happy to answer any questions that y'all may have.
I spoke with the back. Thank you, Council. As the Council mentioned, there is a new draft before the Commission. Is there any discussion on that draft? I understand that we do have representatives from the requesters. If there are any questions for the requesters, we could ask them to join us. If we're ready to proceed to a vote, that's fine as well. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is, I suppose this is a case of victory snatched from the jaws of defeat several times over. It almost went down last time, and at the end of the last discussion, I said, well, maybe we can work on it a little bit longer, and we did a lot longer up until, there's another one of these. I love it when we have agenda documents that are date-stamped 9/59. But I appreciate my colleagues' willingness to work with me on this and trying to find a way to answer this question. It was a little bit of a challenge because some of us wanted to answer it more broadly than I at least was willing to go. For me, this is a case that's all about anomalous facts. But I think that draft C, which is, in the odd way that we number things, draft C is agenda document 11-14B. I think it will allow everyone to preserve their positions for a later day. So I'm happy to move approval. I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything about this.
Commissioner Walther.
As I said at the last meeting, I would be interested in a way to cabin this one in so it was clear that this was it. And also, it was important to me to have a redesignation. I'm not going to support draft B, but I would support a yes answer if there were redesignation. I'm going to write separately on the subject.
Is there any further discussion? Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also want to thank all of my colleagues for working on this. I guess like Congress, sometimes we, you know, it takes us right up until the deadline to get things done as we are going back and forth. But I think that, you know, this is a compromise draft, and like all compromises, I think we're satisfied in some respects and unsatisfied in other respects. But I think the greatest satisfaction, I think that we were able to work together to find a yes, to find a majority, I think is a good thing in this instance. I just want to thank, I know that, again, all the offices and all the staffs were instrumental. I'll just give a little shout out to my staff, Kevin Plummer and John Barman, who spent much time with Commissioner Weintraub's staff, specifically Sam Brown, and bouncing ideas back and forth and doing so in good faith, so that we could find a way in order to thread the needle where we could find a majority. And I don't think this will upset the apple cart, if I may suggest one small amendment. I notice on page 1, line 18, that the distinguished Mr. Swoboda's first name, it's a brain.
I may not miss that.
But it does apply, brain.
It does. I know. He may object to that amendment.
We meant it as a compliment. Well, that just shows how, I'm sorry, I wasn't even recognized.
It's the sort of thing that wouldn't be caught in spell check or anything, and like, you know, Commissioner McGann said, I mean, it's applicable as well, but I don't know if Mr. Swoboda would object to that small amendment, but just for the sake of making sure that his birth name is spelled correctly.
I don't know.
Commissioner Weintraub.
I wonder how many drafts that it's been like that in, because I would have thought we would have copied it off the last one. Well, that just shows how quickly we were sending these drafts flying back and forth. In fact, Mr. Burrowman, on Commissioner Peterson's staff, was trying to walk out the door yesterday, and I stopped him at the elevator. I said, no, wait, I've got another draft coming. So I appreciate that he did wait. And with apologies to my good friend, Mr. Swoboda, for misspelling his name, but only in the most complimentary way, I move approval of Agenda Document 11-14B, which is Draft C of Advisory Opinion 2011-03.
Any discussion on the motion? I'll not be able to support this draft. As I explained at the last meeting when we discussed this, this line of AOs that has allowed for recount funds has been limited in that way, and you know, while I share the sympathy of this unusual case, it seems to me that I don't see that this fits into that line. At the end of the day, obviously, one vote isn't going to destroy this compromise, so that's fine. But I just wanted to state for the record what my position is. Is there any other discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
I just wanted to clarify that my motion included the technical and conforming amendments, including the correction of Mr. Swoboda's name.
Any further discussion on the motion?
Good catch.
Mr. McGann.
I can't resist. One could imagine if we actually adopted it. I could see the website now called The Brain by the Federal Election Commission. Mr. Sova, that represents. I mean, the marketing potential would have been tremendous.
But then retracting it.
Well, it's still a blue document, though. He could still cite, I mean, it's still an FEC document, so I think he could probably still use it for marketing purposes.
What I think is so funny is that we misspelled his first name.
Any further discussion on the motion or on Mr. Swoboda's name? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
No. A motion carries 4-2. I believe that is all of the business before us. Ms. Carmona, are there any management or administrative matters we need to attend to?
There are none, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.